Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to
Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I'm glad you tuned in for Simple Solutions for Everyday Health here on Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour as I guide you through this maze of information that's sometimes conflicting and confusing. And I want you to be able to achieve your own optimal health and wellness. So you can tune in each and every Wednesday to hear information that will transform your life. And you will each hour you'll learn some simple solutions for your own everyday health. And today we're going to talk about a $10 billion a year industry, the beauty care industry. And we're going to talk about how some of your beauty products may actually be linked to some of the health issues that you're experiencing. So we're going to kind of get into the nitty-gritty. For instance, did you know that the average woman eats about 5 to 6 pounds of lipstick or lip gloss in her lifetime? That is if she started wearing it at 16, and I know these days it happens much, much sooner. And are you aware that at least 61% of the most popular brands of lipstick contain lead, which is a known neurotoxin? And not only does it contain lead, but the levels of lead range from 0.3 to 0.65 parts per million, which far exceeds the FDA's allowable levels for lead. And yet none of these lipsticks even listed lead as an ingredient. Or did you know that that sweet-smelling baby powder that you may have put on your baby's bottom can actually be fatal? While breathing problems are the most common side effect of baby powder, there's a whole list of others like bladder and kidney failure, and eye, ear, nose, and throat irritation, diarrhea, vomiting, low blood pressure, convulsions, lung failure, coma, fever, and twitching of muscles and skin blisters. I mean, whoa. Right? Or that the blush or eyeshadow and lipstick that you put on, especially if it's manufactured in Asian countries, may not only contain lead, but also mercury and chromium. Or that your favorite mascara might contain aluminum powder, which is irritating to the skin and eyes, but it can also cause problems to the lungs and mucous membranes. And it has actually been linked to Alzheimer's disease. And that same mascara contains mineral oils, linseed oil, turpentine, and paraffin, as well as those lengthening kinds contain nylon or rayon microfibers. Holy Moses, right? And you may not be aware that your skin cream could be doing more than just erasing those fine lines and wrinkles and age spots. It could also be contributing to neurological diseases like MS, Parkinson's, and even fibromyalgia, or that it might be contributing to kidney and liver failure, cancer, and hormonal imbalances. And you may not know that your shampoo can not only cause blindness, or that your face cream may be disrupting your endocrine systems and hormones resulting in things like infertility, cancer, and birth defects. But some of you might be aware of some of these issues and are diligently working to be certain that you're buying natural or maybe even organic bath and beauty care products. But with so many companies going green these days, and products claiming that they are natural, it's sometimes hard to distinguish between a product that's really safe from one that's just making some kind of a claim in order to sell more products. Because the cosmetic industry is pretty loosely regulated by the FDA, it's perfectly legal and very often practiced to use terms like safe, natural, and organic on a cosmetics product label. So I want to help you determine how you can know that you're buying a safe product. First of all, let's go over some of the terms that are on these labels. So natural simply means that one or more of a product's ingredients have been derived from a natural source. And while that's a bit of information, it's not really helpful if the rest of the products in that, the rest of the chemicals in that product are pretty harmful or hazardous. And as for using the term organic on a cosmetics label, that means that 95% of the ingredients must be organically grown, but the remaining 5% do not have to be and may not be organically produced ingredients, which is sometimes unavoidable because some things you can't certify as organic, but oftentimes it can also mean that there are 5% of those ingredients are pretty toxic. Now, the term made with organic ingredients means that at least 70% of the ingredients in that product have to be organic, but the remaining 30% may not be organically produced ingredients. And that remaining 5 to 30% is the dangerous gray area where cosmetic manufacturers can use nearly any ingredient of their choosing. So it doesn't matter what kind of hazardous chemical they want to use. It's perfectly okay as long as up to 70% are made of the ingredients are organic. Now, since the U.S. doesn't restrict the use of certain ingredients, beauty care the beauty care industry grosses more than $10 billion a year. That's a lot of chemicals being put out into the environment and into our bodies. So, of course, I'd love to have the time to expose you to each and every single chemical ingredient that could be harmful to your health. I can't cover them all today. Just there are too many time constraints. And so I want to concentrate on a few that are going to be the most hazardous. So later on in the show, I'm going to kind of give you the lowdown on the ones that I consider to be the most harmful. And I will also throughout the week be posting some links on my blog, www.omgallergyfree.com, where you can access longer and more complete lists. And there'll even be some lists that you can print off and take shopping with you so that you can make sure that you're avoiding some of these really harmful chemicals. And so you might be wondering why something you put on your skin is such a big issue, except, of course, in the case of lipstick, you're not eating this stuff, right? So how can it be so bad? Well, you might not be swallowing it, but your skin is much like a sponge. And so the longer something's on it or the better it absorbs into the skin, the more of it actually gets directly into your bloodstream. So in some instances, that's actually worse than if you did eat it. So if you sat down and added some of the same ingredients in the same amount, for instance, if you put on a dab of your skin cream or your mascara or foundation to your breakfast and you ate it, your stomach acids would actually break down some of those chemicals and get rid of them. And your small intestine would get rid of a few more, and then they would pass on into your liver, and many of them would be actually filtered out before it even got into your bloodstream. However, your skin doesn't, since your skin is kind of the bridge between you and the world and your environment, so it's both a barrier and a sponge, it will actually uptake anything that's put on it. So there are actually medications that are formulated that are called transdermal medications, things like bioidentical hormones, some vitamin creams, some things that where people have a really hard time digesting foods or absorbing foods through their intestinal tract. They can actually put them on in their skin and it shows up in their bloodstream really quickly. And so I want you to keep in mind that those chemicals that you put on your skin in the form of a skin cream, some chemicals are natural and good, some are harmful and hazardous, but all of them, when put on the skin, will actually be absorbed into the skin, and then the tiny capillaries will pick those up or absorb those chemicals, and they'll start circulating in your bloodstream before they have a chance to be filtered out by your liver. So as you can see, your skin is your largest organ, and it's the only organ you have that's directly in contact with your environment. So it's both a protective layer and this kind of sponge-like material that helps you excrete toxins through perspiration and take in materials like oxygen and water because of the porous nature of your skin. So that's why anything you put on your skin will actually end up in your bloodstream. So I see by the time that it is time for our first break. So I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about beauty care products and how they could be the link to some of your own health issues. So when I get back, we'll start taking some of your calls or some of your instant messages and answering your questions, as well as exposing some of these chemical products and a little bit more information about your skin. So stay tuned, and I'll be back in just a minute.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Everybody, it's Dr. Peggy Parker again, and you're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about beauty products and how they may be a link to some of the health issues that you're having because of some of the hazardous chemicals that are contained in your beauty care products. Now, this ranges all the way from your shampoo and lotions and face creams down to the makeup that you're wearing. So nothing is excluded here in this topic. Now, I do want to encourage you to go ahead and give me a call and ask some questions at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. Or you can just get on the computer and over on the right side of the page, if you're listening live, there's a little area where you can just type in your questions and they'll arrive magically by instant feedback, and I'll be able to answer them for you. And so right before the break, we were talking about the fact that your skin is kind of this miraculous thing because it's actually the largest organ that you have in your body. And it's the only organ that you have that actually comes in contact with your environment. So your skin is the way that you interact with the world and with other people. And because of that, ever since Egyptian times, makeup has been very popular. And so makeup has been made out of things like chromium and ground up bugs for colors and lead and mercury and all kinds of metals, iron oxides and zinc oxides, all kinds of things that would actually change colors to make things black. They would use coal tar to dye their hair or to make into eyeliner or a substance like mascara. And just to dispel this myth, mascara no longer does contain coal tar, but it was a popular ingredient for a long time. So all of these kinds of things were done in an effort to enhance our appearance, especially in the later centuries with women. In the past, men and women both wore makeup, and in some cultures, men wear more makeup than women. And so no one is excluded here. So if you wash your hair, if you condition your hair, if you put lotion on your skin, if you take a mud bath, if you do anything, all of these things can be either helpful to you or harmful, because like I said, your skin is your largest organ, and it actually has this action where it's porous, so it does many things. So your skin will let toxins out through perspiration, but it will also allow things to come inside because of that porous nature. So its function is to actually bring in more oxygen and to bring in some hydration to keep it hydrated. So your skin as this barrier protects you, but it also breathes with you and brings things in. That's why this concept of transdermal application of medications has been so effective, because you can bypass your entire digestive tract and have those things that you put on your skin absorbed through the skin and directly into your bloodstream. Now that's great if it's a safe product, but if it's a hazardous chemical, that means that it can actually get into your bloodstream and be distributed throughout your body before your liver has a chance to filter out some of those harmful chemicals. So as I promised, I want to start with some of the most toxic or worst offenders. And so I've got kind of a top 12 list and that we're going to be working through as we go along here. And so let's start with the whole concept of heavy metals, since we've already kind of brought that up. Now, lead has been found in lipsticks. They're still in lipsticks, many nationally recognized lipsticks. And I'm not going to actually name company names on the radio, because that could get me in a little trouble, but you will find some of them in some blog sites that I give you. So lead is a known human reproductive and developmental toxin. As you know, lead-based paint and lead in our gasoline has been outlawed by our government, because it's known to actually cause a developmental delays both in growth and in cognitive learning in children. And that's why they banned it from paint, so that babies wouldn't accidentally chew on a windowsill or a piece of furniture or their crib or whatever and ingest the lead, because that was causing a lot of mental slowness, retardation, and it's also really harmful to the elderly. And it's prohibited, completely prohibited, for use in cosmetics in the European Union. Yay for all of you who listen in Europe. You have done an amazing job at making sure that this toxic chemical does not make its way into your cosmetics. But it's also found, but in the U.S., it's not very regulated, and it's found in a lot of, like I said, lipsticks, hair dyes, and even some household cleansers. Mercury is another one of those things that's been effectively banned in the European Union, but not here in the United States. Not only do we allow it in our fillings, which we'll talk about at a later date in our mouth, but we allow it in certain skin creams. Now, in a lot of skin creams that were lightening, that were supposed to get rid of age spots, those kinds of things, that especially those that were manufactured in Asia, have now mostly been removed from the U.S. markets because they contain such high levels of mercury. But mercury is also used as in the form of thimerosal as a preservative, and it's known to be a carcinogen, and it can be a possible reproductive or developmental toxin. And in many cases, it's been linked to things like autism. It's still found in eye drops and ointments, not to mention as a preservative in vaccinations. But that's another topic. Now, so lead, mercury, and aluminum. Aluminum, it has long been linked to birth defects and reproductive disorder, and there may be a strong link to Alzheimer's disease. And chromium is another metal that you want to watch out for. Chromium is actually can cause skin irritation. It's used as a pigment to color things, but it can cause skin irritation, kidney damage, lots of allergic reactions on the skin and in the respiratory tract, and it actually is linked to many kinds of cancer. So you want to look for labels. You want to do some research on websites, because these are going to be more common in aluminum is going to be more common in deodorants. Chromium and lead are going to be more common in lipsticks. Mercury is going to be more common in skin cream, eye drops, and ointments. So if you can't find it on the label, if the label's inadequate or too small to read, get on their website and check out their website to make sure that you're not getting any of those harmful metals in your skincare products. The next thing I want to talk about are parabens. Now, parabens have a lot of names. Butyl paraben, methyl paraben, ethyl paraben, polyparaben, propylparaben, isobutyl paraben. Now, as long as paraben, P-A-R-A-B-E-N, is in the name of the chemical, if it's at the end of the name of the chemical, you want to avoid that at all costs, because it increases your risk of all types of cancer, but specifically reproductive cancers like breast cancer. This is a particular class of chemicals that's also a known endocrine disruptor. And so it's been linked to lots of fertility problems, but your endocrine system has a lot more to do with your thyroid, your adrenals, your pancreas. So it can even be related, paraben damage, to things like diabetes. But there are so much more that we don't know about parabens that it's really important for you to avoid them at all costs. Well, I see that it's Brian, my wonderful engineer and timekeeper, has let me know that it's already time for our second break. And so I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about the health hazards and the potential link between your illness or your health challenges and your beauty care regimen. So when I come back, I'm going to actually answer some of the questions that have come in, and I want you to feel free to give me a call at 800-930-2819. But stay tuned for now, and I'll be right back.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. You're back with On the Air with Dr. Peggy Parker and Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about some of the health hazards that are associated with your beauty care routine and how they may be part of the issue behind some of your lingering health problems. So before the break, we talked about some of the toxic metals like lead, mercury, aluminum, and chromium that can be found in beauty care products, as well as parabens. Now let's move on to one of my favorite topics, propylene glycol. Well, ideally, propylene glycol is in your list, it would be made as a vegetable glycerin mixed with a grain alcohol, both of which are pretty natural, not necessarily great for you, but more natural. But usually it's a synthetic petrochemical mix that's used as a humectant or something that creates a moisture barrier or attracts moisture. But propylene glycol is also the main ingredient in antifreeze. You know, there are all kinds of skull and crossbones warnings on antifreeze because of propylene glycol. If your pets were to drink propylene glycol, if your child was to drink propylene glycol, if you were to drink propylene glycol, you could have serious health issues. And when we put it on our skin, it's much like drinking it. Remember how your skin will actually absorb whatever you put on it and take it right into your bloodstream? So propylene glycol and its sisters like PEG or polyethylene glycol or PPG, polypropylene glycol, if any of those things are on the label, you want to completely avoid them because they are also related synthetics. And exposure to propylene glycol can cause serious and potentially irreversible health conditions. Now, the health industry, the chemical industry tells us that small quantities or a low-level exposure of propylene glycol is safe in skin and in your food. However, no amount of propylene glycol or any of its sisters like PEG or PPG are safe. According to the data sheets of chemical manufacturers, chemicals like ethylene glycol and propylene glycol can actually cause severe heart and liver damage and damage to the central nervous system. So that means neurological disorders, things like Parkinson's disease, MS, ALS, and again, these other related nervous system problems like like neuropathy. And people who have fibromyalgia tend to be very sensitive to these sorts of things because their pain receptors are so heightened, and anything that has any that creates any burden for the central nervous system or the peripheral nervous system will really bother someone with fibromyalgia. Now, propylene glycol is used as a penetration enhancer, so it actually alters your skin structure so that other chemicals can penetrate deeper into the skin. So that increases the amount of other chemicals that will reach your bloodstream. So if you have propylene glycol, PEG or PPG or ethylene glycol or polypropylene glycol, that was not easy to say. If any of those are in your skincare products and there are any other chemicals like a paraben or formaldehyde or any of the other things we're going to get to later, it's going to mean that those things can penetrate your skin even faster. So one more reason to avoid this respiratory toxin, immunotoxin, and neurotoxicity hazard called propylene glycol. Now let's move on to mineral oils and petroleum jelly. Now, we all used Vaseline, right? Or chapstick or all those things when we were growing up. Well, it seems that mineral oils and petroleum jelly, because they are made from petroleum, are strongly linked to cancer and reproductive problems. They also kind of tend to smother your skin. So if you can think in your mind about those photos that you've seen of waterfowl that have been coated with that black sticky muck that happens whenever there's an oil spill. That's the same kind of thing that's happening to your skin when you use things that have mineral oils or petroleum jelly products in them. So not really a great thing to add to your beauty care regimen, right? And then the next one that I want to talk about, and we're going to spend a little time on this one because it's actually in so many things and it's a really big pet peeve of mine, is sodium lauryl or sodium laureth sulfates. These are super cheap, really harsh detergents that are used in shampoos because they make things foam. They make things sudsy and foamy. Now, they're usually derived from petroleum, although it's frequently disguised in some of those pseudo-natural cosmetics or shampoos or body care products that says will have a phrase following that says it's derived from coconuts. But it's still all the same irritant. It causes both eye irritation, and in young children, it will even cause blindness. It also causes this scalp scurf that's really similar to dandruff and will lead to hair loss. You can find that it gives you pretty severe skin rashes, dry skin, cracked skin. It will actually really promote things like dermatitis, contact dermatitis, eczema and psoriasis, as well as lots of other allergic reactions. Now, sodium lauryl and sodium laureth sulfates can be found in things like baby shampoo. You know, the No More Tears baby shampoo that makes you feel as though you are safe at letting that stuff get in your baby's eyes, because you can't really tell your baby to close their eyes when you're washing their hair. But those things are particularly harmful to babies because a baby's eyes are so much more sensitive, and the cells are reproducing so much faster that those chemicals can cause lots and lots more damage. And the way that this was discovered is that they were testing it on animals, of course, and baby lab rats went blind very quickly, while the adults had a lower incidence of blindness from the sodium lauryl or laureth sulfates. So don't be fooled by these things. You don't have to have your shampoo be super lather intensive in order to do a good job of cleaning. So let's move on now to talc. Now, talc is, I mentioned earlier when we were talking about baby powder. Well, baby powder and other kinds of powder are often have the chemical talc in them. It's sometimes called talcum powder. Now, powdering was very, very popular when I was growing up, and even when my children, who are now in their late 20s and early 30s, talcum powder was highly used both for babies and adults. You know, put it in your shoes, put it on any place where your skin might be rubbing together. You put it on a baby's bottom to protect it so it would stay dry. And you'd see these commercials where they'd have baby powder on a baby's bottom and you put water on it and it would roll off. So you'd think that it's going to protect your baby from getting diaper rash. But in fact, that talc is so fine, that powder is such a fine powder that there's no way to control it. And so that talc, when you put it on with a puff or, you know, by kind of those things of baby powder, kind of a squeeze sort of action so that you can put it on, it gets into the air, and breathing it in will actually cause lung disorders as well as all those other things that I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the hour. So a really great thing to avoid. And then there is DEA and TEA, which are also foaming agents and skin sensitizers. They're carcinogenic and create a problem for your immune system. Now, I want to make sure I get this one in before our next break, which is phthalates. Phthalates are a group of chemicals that are a plastic, and they're found in things like hairsprays, nail polish, soaps, and shampoos. And what do you call that stuff that you put on? And all of a sudden, it's off of my brain, but mousse and gels and things like that that make your hair stiff, because they're plasticizers. And you really want to avoid them because they have been linked to all kinds of damage of your organs, from kidneys and lungs and your liver and reproductive systems. In fact, a study done at Mount Sinai showed that women that had high levels of phthalates in their bodies were 2.5 times more likely to have children with attention problems like ADD or ADHD. And the last thing we want to talk about, formaldehyde. It's a known carcinogen, skin and lung sensitizer, a gastrointestinal or liver intoxicant, and a neurotoxin. And when we come back, we're going to talk about one of the biggest offenders in all of your products, which are fragrances. So we want to really spend just a minute talking about that, because there are more than 3,000 chemicals that fall under the umbrella of synthetic fragrances. And when we come back, I will tell you why this is such a big problem. So I want you to remember that you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And in just a moment, I'll be right back, but stay tuned and listen to our sponsors. And when I come back, I'll be answering more of your questions and taking your calls. So I'll see you in just a minute.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Hi, everybody. You're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we've been talking about your beauty care regimen and how it may be hazardous to your health. So we've discussed all kinds of the top 11 things that I think are really important to avoid, including the metals, lead, mercury, aluminum, and chromium. We've moved on to parabens, propylene glycol, mineral oils, and petroleum jelly, sodium lauryl or sodium laureth sulfates, talc, DEA and TEA, phthalates, formaldehyde, and I barely touched on fragrances before the break. So I want to remind you that there are more than 3,000 chemicals that fall under the umbrella of synthetic fragrances. And 1 in 6 or 500 of those 3,000 chemicals are considered highly toxic in nature, but they are allowed to be used in our beauty care products, everything from shampoos to mascara. And I really want you to understand how anything that says synthetic fragrance or synthetic and natural fragrances should be avoided in your whole beauty care routine, because these synthetic fragrances contain such high levels of toxicity, even in small amounts. Now, in the coming week or two, I hope to have a woman come on named Kristen, who is actually a perfume maker, because she's going to be able to explain to you the difference between synthetic and natural fragrances. And natural fragrances will come from actual flower essences or essential oils of flowers and other kinds of plants. So these are the kinds of things you want to look for. So I want to give you a few tips before we end our show today. I want to remind you that if a product label says that it's 100% organic, you can trust that there are no toxic ingredients in it. Otherwise, if it doesn't say that it's 100% organic, you should be sure to check the label or consult a reliable source, like some of the things I'm going to put on my blog site for you during the course of the next few days. And remember, my blog address is www.omgallergyfree.com. You can also contact me on my Facebook page at Simple Health Network or on my website at simplehealthnetwork.com. So, I hope to hear from you. There have been some questions, and so I think I'm going to be able to answer them in the giving of these tips, because they'll all kind of get answered in a really succinct way. So I want you to remember that your skin is your largest organ, and it's the part of you that interacts with the world. So it's really important to pamper it and keep it clean and vibrant, and you can do that with just a few of these tips. I want you to make sure that you're drinking lots of water. Your skin needs to be hydrated, so consider drinking about 1/2 ounce per pound of body weight, and that will keep your skin hydrated, all of your tissues hydrated. Your skin will look more plump, more youthful, more vibrant, and the toxins will be flushed out through perspiration, urine, etc. I want you to remember that tip I just gave you about all of your beauty care products being 100% organic. And then I want you to check out, as I mentioned, my blog, because I'm going to start posting lists. There'll be 2 or 3 days when I post some lists and some websites that have some charts that you can print out and take shopping with you. But I also not only am going to do that, but I will also be listing the beauty care product lines and body care product lines that are responsible, that do have good products that I do highly recommend. Now, I also want to encourage you to make some of your own beauty care products. Now, already on my blog, there are many recipes for creating everything from a face scrub to a hair mask to a face mask, all kinds of things, sugar scrubs and body scrubs, ways, some directions for skin brushing and a few other things, as well as some drinks and things that will help, you know, some smoothies and teas and things that help your skin be healthier. But I also want you to remember to keep it simple, sweetheart, the KISS rule, that beauty is both an inside and an outside job. So doing things like daily practices of meditation and prayer and keeping a gratitude journal and doing what Brian Sullivan, my engineer, does, is always makes me smile. The more you smile, no one will be able to see those fine lines and wrinkles around your mouth. They will be erased because they're stretched out in your big smile. So that's kind of my that's my philosophy, is just keep smiling. And for those of you who are really interested in learning how to use ionized water to reduce the chemicals that you put on your body and in your home, I have a booklet that's available on Amazon.com called Your Home, a Chemical-Free Sanctuary. And I would like to give away 2 copies of that to the first two people who post a comment on my blog site. So remember, again, that's omgallergyfree.com. So the first two people that comment on the radio show today on that blog site that posting for today will get a copy of Your Home, a Chemical-Free Sanctuary. So you'll need to go ahead and include your address, your mailing address, in order for me to get those to you. So I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to Wednesday every single week. And I thank you for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday. So remember, we're on at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And so until next Wednesday, this is Dr. Peggy Parker wishing you a happy, healthier week. And I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday. Goodbye, everyone.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine,
chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.